In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from a career coach dedicated to helping veterans transition into civilian careers. After completing his own military service, he now helps others making the leap. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well, by the way, episode 2,599. Guess what happens tomorrow? Well, you probably know it's going to be 2,600. Okay, so I'm excited about that. Thank you for being out there. Thank you so much for listening, especially to our long-term listeners. But even if you just found the show yesterday and you're like, wow, episode 2,598, what's this about? Well, you are here at the right time because we are all about helping people make extra money without quitting their job or perhaps finding a way to transition from a job to a small business or something they can do on their own without spending a lot of money. How, in fact, does this person get to that point? How do they make their first $1,000? And just to be clear, we do want them to make more than $1,000. Often people have gone on to make $100,000 or much more than that even, but that's a longer story. And you know, one thing I've learned is that once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level are much easier than that first real paycheck. So that's what we do once a week, every Monday here on Side Hustle School. Today's feature comes from Samuel in Hampton, Virginia. What about his first $1,000? As noted, he's a career coach helping veterans specifically. So let's hear the story from Samuel, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, I'm Sam. And my journey into career coaching for veterans has been one of the most fulfilling chapters in my professional life. As a former service member myself, I understood the challenges of transitioning from military to civilian life, especially when it came to careers. This understanding was the foundation of my business. When I started, my aim was to offer personalized career coaching tailored to each veteran's experiences and aspirations. The challenge wasn't just about understanding the job market, but translating military skills into civilian job language. This translation was key in helping veterans see the value in their unique experiences. Pricing my services was a delicate balance. I wanted them to be accessible to veterans, many of whom were adjusting to a new financial reality. I started with a basic package that included resume review and interview preparation, priced at $200. As I gained more clients and success stories, I introduced more comprehensive packages, including career mapping and ongoing mentorship. Building a client base required targeted outreach. I collaborated with local veteran organizations, attended veteran career fairs, and offered free workshops at community centers. My website and social media were vital tools, not just for marketing, but for sharing valuable content like job search tips, interview techniques, and success stories of veterans I'd helped. One breakthrough moment was a workshop I conducted on translating military skills to civilian resumes. The workshop was well received and led to a feature in a local news segment about veteran affairs, which significantly boosted my visibility. A memorable client was a veteran who struggled to find a good job despite extensive leadership experience in the military. We worked together to reframe his military experiences into skills desirable in the corporate world, such as team management, strategic planning, and crisis resolution. Within a month, he landed a management role in a tech company. His success story became a powerful testimony for my services. The biggest lesson for me was the importance of empathy and genuine connection. Each veteran's story was unique, and understanding their individual journey was crucial in guiding them effectively. For those looking to offer similar services, remember that trust and understanding are your most valuable assets. Stay informed about the job market trends and focus on how military skills can fill gaps in civilian industries. Today, my business isn't just about finding jobs. It's about empowering veterans to find fulfilling careers that honor their service and skills. And as I look back at the first $1,000 I earned, it was more than just income. It was proof that I can make a difference in the lives of those who've served our country.
Awesome. Thanks so much to Samuel or Sam. Actually, I had both names here on my sheet here, so we'll go with both. Thanks for telling us about the first $1,000. And listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Remember, there is something you can do as well. That's the whole point. We're teaching through case studies, telling stories, but there's something you can do, and I want to help you figure out what that is and maybe take the next steps toward it. SideHustleSchool.com. There's lots of resources, show notes for every episode. This has been 2,599, as mentioned. I'll be back tomorrow with 2,600 and beyond. It's always free. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.